Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time to manifest your miracles. Welcome back to this space where spirituality gets a reality check and we find out if the universe really does text back. It's Manifesting Miracles with me, Michelle J. Lamont, the only show where we dive deep into the cosmic soup with a fork and a knife and a hefty dose of skepticism. Today, we're unraveling the three steps to spiritually glow up, honey, from the inside out. This is not a gender thing. A glow up is a glow up, and you about to learn three steps to glow the fuck up. Glow up. It's like getting a facelift for your soul, but way cheaper and less creepy, right? Let's crack the quantum code and figure out how to get our spiritual credit score up without selling our kidneys. Okay. Okay. So before we get started, before I start talking about quantum physics, or how I like to say it, flirting with the universe. Hey, low top, push up bra. Okay. I want to remind everybody, for those of us who need a little reminder about how freaking powerful we are. So you may have forgotten, but due to the conditioning here in the matrix, due to the conditioning of the way that our brain has absorbed information while being here on the planet, you've forgotten a few things, my love. Your subconscious mind, the mind that we cannot access when we're awake, is being programmed all day long. And then deciding this is our reality, but it's not. It's programming. It's conditioning. Your heart functions as a brain. As we know, there are 44,000 neuron receptors in our heart, and just like in our brain, but double the amount in our heart. Double the amount in our heart. Double. And so when we are not in that expansive heart energy, we are in a lower vibrational state, believing that we are not in that reality. You think that it's woo-woo. It's not. It's science. 44,000 neurons in the heart, and less than half of that in the brain. And I want you to understand that there is an intelligence in everything that is connected to a higher vibrational reality. The intelligence and connected to a higher vibrational reality isn't woo-woo, it's science. It is spirituality on intelligence. And in this higher dimension, we're channeling information here through meditation or through for mindfulness thinking. And we think we can logically solve problems in the 3D based on what we've experienced in the past, but the past is dead and buried. And our society wants us to lean into these low vibrational realities, but that's not really who we are or what we came here to experience. Our society doesn't want to teach us to use our heart. It wants us to be logical. It wants us to be in the brain, but the brain is a 3D matrix where everything has already been logically disseminated to you don't have what it takes to get what you want. You have to start manifesting from your heart. And where you need guidance and where you need nurturing and where you need information, that is the dimension where that resource comes from. And the science of channeling this information is about quantum manifestation. And if you're trapped in a reality where you are stuck in your history, in your fears, in your grudges, in your imposter syndrome, well, this glow up show is about to change everything about the way that you're currently manifesting. And I want you to understand that this knowledge is accessible to everybody, no matter where you are in the world, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey, no matter where you are in this connected divine matrix. You're here right now with all of us. We are at almost 600,000 streams. 600,000 times people have turned to this podcast. 600,000 people have said, this is where I want to start evolving and channeling. So let's get started. Let's start talking about your glow up season. We are here to flirt with the universe. So let's talk about quantum manifestation, huh? Because I really want to see you fly high. Quantum manifestation is like trying to read a map in the dark. But once you get it, you're like, oh, okay. I am not in Kansas anymore. Quantum physics says that at the tiniest levels, the universe is made of possibilities. Kind of like my love life in the 20s. But here's the kicker. Your thoughts, feelings, and midnight snack cravings might actually influence the physical world. So, how do you use this to not just manifest a parking spot, but real life-changing magic? Well, picture this. Every morning you wake up, and instead of doom scrolling your ex's social media accounts, your ex-friends, all the things like that, you put the fucking phone down and you start visualizing that divine dream life. Not just see it, but feel it. Smell the salt air of the ocean. Smell the leaves and the trees on that next vacation. Smell the backyard grass that your future partner is mowing while you're sipping on that dandelion tea and manifesting your dream life. Like that first sip of matcha or coffee with a little extra success. This my beloved,
is your energetic wish list to the universe. And the universe is like, I got you, boo. I got you. I got you. But let's go into a little bit of a deeper dive, because that's what we're all here for, right? The thought experiment. That's what I like to say. Let's get our hands dirty with this little experiment. I want you to think of something small that you want to manifest this week. This is going to be your glow up, start up, start small. I don't care if you're a master manifester. Let's do it all over again. Think of something small you want to manifest this week. Maybe a sign, a dragonfly, a butterfly, a purple banana, an elephant, an eagle, whatever it is, a call from a friend. Maybe even just a good hair day. Seriously, y'all, this humidity is killing me. Just a good hair day. Focus on it. Focus on that object, that sign, that call from the friend. Focus on that you woke up and your hair is like perfectly coiffed in every freaking way. Focus on it. Feel it. And then let it go. Like we do that one sock in the dryer. But keep an eye out for it. When it happens, and it will, don't just nod. There's the dragonfly. There's the butterfly. There's the sock. No. When it happens, don't just nod and move on. Throw a mini party because you just quantum manifested, baby. Yes. I mean, dance with confidence. Move your hips. We know those hips don't lie. I mean, truly celebrate it. Then I want you to move into the second phase of your glow up, baby, because, baby, I want to see you shine like the top of the Empire State Building. Shiny, shiny, shiny. Now, think of this as emotional KonMari. Does this baggage speak to you, baby? Does this baggage spark joy, baby? Nah. If you don't know who she is or what it is, Google it, but it's a way of organization. Now, let's go into that second phase where we turn inward and face the music, even if the music sounds like a broken record of our past mistakes. Emotional intelligence and healing are about decluttering our inner world. Let me think. All right. Imagine holding a yard sale where instead of selling that old busted lamp, you're selling your grudges, your fears, your doubts, your imposter syndrome, your insecurities, and that weird guilt about eating that last piece of cake. Ask yourself in your most KonMari way, does this feeling spark joy? No? Thank it for making you stronger, making you more resilient, then chuck it in the free bin. Just put it in the box for free. Neighbor wants regret. There you go. Person down the street driving by wants some sorrow. Here you go. Imposter syndrome, got a whole box of that one. Fear, 7 boxes. It's never going to happen for me. You can take the whole palette. The whole damn palette. Self-love. Think of the word itself. Self-love. Put your hand on your heart. Self-love. Self-love. And forgiveness are your new BFFs here. You got me? Start treating yourself like you would your best friend. Unless your best friend is the kind of friend who borrows your clothes and never returns them. Like, come on, it doesn't look as cute on you as it did on me, and that's why you borrowed it, but give it back. Okay? We got to go a little bit deeper. We got to do the forgiveness part of this aspect because this is the third part of the challenge, okay? Here is the real challenge, honestly. Now, you can go deep or you can go weak. You can go deep or you can go weak. You can go deep or you make a choice right now. Are we going deep or are we going weak? And when I say going weak, that just means going lighter. Just means going lighter. Go deep or go light. It's up to you. But if you follow these other two steps, this is the last step. Well, not the last step, but this is part of the second step. Think of someone you have a teeny tiny or massive grudge against. Teeny tiny or massive grudge against. Got them in your mind? Perfect. Now, I know this is going to sound counterintuitive, but trust me. Just listen, take another sip of your matcha, hopefully in a Manifesting Miracles tumbler or mug, because you're supporting the show. Take another sip. Got them in your mind? You ready for this? This one was a hard one for me. And you're going to be like, fuck that. I'm not doing it. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're a manifesting manifester and they don't own you. And you're going to cut those cords to them because now write them a forgiveness letter. You don't have to send it. Just write it. And I can't think of the psychological term. So if you're a psychologist, you can message me. But there is a psychological term when you take something and you write it with your hand in a piece of paper that releases the anxiety in your brain. You're going to write the forgiveness letter and you're going to pour everything out. Then do the same for yourself. Because let's face it, we're all a bit of a hot mess. This isn't just like airy-fairy stuff. It's cleaning house spiritually. And by the way, who doesn't love a clean house? Everybody. Nobody goes to the hotel and says, I want the dirty room. Nobody rents that vacation, the Airbnb, the vacation property and says, oh, this is so dirty. I love it. No, we all love a clean house. So energetically, for our glow up to start happening in the glow up the way that it needs to be glowed up, you're going to have to write that letter of forgiveness and then do the same for yourself. How can you invite new experiences for your, spiritual glow up to take full effect if you're still drowning in your grudges and in your fears of yesteryears? It's impossible. It's just impossible. This is a spiritual moving sale. Everything's free. Give them away. Pack them up and then send them to the dump. Set fire to them. Literally, write those forgiveness letters and then set fire to them safely. Don't set your house on fire here. Get a steel bowl, put some water in it, burn them with a tweezer, fold the paper away from you because you're removing the energy, and then light those puppies on fire because we have vacated the property with our fears, our grudges, and we have forgiven and we have poured everything out and the letter is done and the energy is moved and you are shifting. They can't come with you. Those broken memories, that suffering, that pain, those dead bodies, let them be buried and dead. This is it. This is the funeral. We have now eviscerated it. The cost of this official level up season is that you have to let go of your past and you can't take that energy where you're going. The suitcases of your spirituality must be empty. No more hiding. No, listen, you can't hide the alcohol in the shampoo bottle anymore. The weed can't go in the conditioner. They're going to see it when they x-ray you spiritually. And the next step, the final evolution of your glow up, my love, is inspired action. This is your spiritual workout. And why is this the last step? Well, it's the last step because we're taking inspired action. Dreaming about abs and getting abs are two totally different things. I literally had a membership to Crunch Gym, which is like 1.3 miles from my house. The day it opened, I signed up. I'm on year three of this membership. I haven't been three times. If I've been three times, that's a miracle. So this is where the rubber meets the road. And I've now started attending classes and going because I am on a very healthy journey to get into my most spiritually aligned version of myself. And that means being able to move up and down the pickleball court a little bit faster. And so when this rubber meets the road, so to speak, or more accurately, when your soul's desire meet your to-do list, it's about doing things that align with your big picture dream, but also acknowledging that sometimes, I mean, let's be real, the universe's plan involves more detours than a road trip with your grandfather, all right? We know what we're saying. We know. So, want to start that business? Boom. Write the book or just get out of bed by noon? Start small. Trust me when I say this. One bee can't kill an elephant, but 1,000 bees can. 1,000 bee stings can. These small little steps will lead to not only actually being able to continue and maintain these, because now you have a rhythm, now you have a pattern, now you're officially in the flow and you didn't have to go cold turkey. You're going little bit by little bit. These small implied starts, like it can be something as simple as setting your alarm clock and writing one sentence of that book. Maybe for the next two weekends, we choose water over wine. Sometimes. It's about momentum, even in the smallest steps. Those small steps are steps forward. And there is no failing. You're only failing forward. Think about Edison and the light bulb. Have any guesses how many times it took Edison to create and perfect the light bulb? Would you guess 50 times? 25 times? 100 times? Would you guess 200? 300? 400? 500? 600? 700? 800? 900? Would you have given up? Have you given up? Have you said these small steps aren't working? Have you said that spiritually, I don't have what it takes to manifest? Are you allowing fear, doubt, insecurity, grudges, all of those things to dominate your freaking reality? Well, if you were Edison, we'd all be sitting in the damn dark. Because it was on the 999th time that man went into the lab, failed experiment one, 200, 300 times, 400 times, I'm going to figure this out, 700 times, I'm getting closer, 800, it's just around the corner, 900, and then the glow up's about to start, 999 times, and on the 1,000th time, the light bulb lit up perfectly, perfectly. It's about the momentum. Those small steps moving forward where you think I'm not making any progress, you are. You are. And your spiritual glow up will happen if you listen to this podcast over and over and over. Make a list of small action items you can take this week towards those goals, just small things. So let's say that you do want to write a book or you want to start a business. Okay, let's say you have a business, you want to grow your business. Spend 1 hour watching educational videos on YouTube. Spend 20 minutes meditating every single day. Write one line of the new outline for the employees you're going to hire. Write the job descriptions of the people you're going to hire when you are that singer, when you are that YouTuber, gamer, whatever it is. You're going to need a publicist. You're going to need this. You're going to need a stylist. You're going to need a photographer. You need a website. Take small steps in each one of those desires every single week. And soon Soon you're going to be sitting behind a success story. Soon you're going to be standing there telling how you didn't give up the 100, the 200, the 300, the 400, the 500, the 600, 700, 800, 900, the 1,000 times you lit up like a Christmas tree or like a light bulb. And make a list of 3 small action items you can take this week towards that goal. They should be so small, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, that they almost sound silly. Really and truly, they sound silly. I remember when I was trying to give up anger. I'd have a very intimate relationship with anger. Anger and I were best friends. Showing compassion, showing love, not so much. That meant vulnerability. That's why this podcast is such a 180, because I could never reveal anything about myself. I wanted everybody to look at the shiny plastic. And I remember I told myself, I'm only allowed... Oh, Lord, I can't believe I used to be this person. I only allow myself 1 argument this day. 1 argument. And then I went 24 hours with no arguments. And then it was 48 hours. Then it was like 5 days. And then when I did get in arguments, they were much smaller and I released them a lot quicker. And then now if I get an argument with somebody, I'm freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe all that negativity was boiling up inside of me. How could I get into an argument with somebody about this? It shows how different it was, because I was arguing. I would have 10 arguments before I even left the house. A lot of them with myself, with my clients, with my employees, with my then husband, whatever it was. So make a list of 3 small actions, even if it's just getting out of bed before noon every single day this week. Not doom scrolling all day long. Maybe listen to this podcast every single day, maybe twice a day, maybe breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Maybe you go and sign up for my free 7-day course. And every day this week, you're going to take one of those videos and you're going to do those lessons and take the quiz. Maybe you're going to go in and read my blogs, something. They should feel small and they should feel attainable. This is you co-creating with the universe, proving that you're ready to move from dreaming to doing. Say it with me. I'm moving from dreaming to doing again, dreaming to doing again, dreaming to doing again, dreaming to doing. Woo! I can feel it. I can feel you, baby. Right now, nipples are hard. I can feel you, baby. You are co-collaborating. You are moving from dreaming to doing. Ooh. And when you do, watch how the universe starts sending opportunities your way like an unexpected Amazon package. You understand what I'm saying? I have 2 blenders. I have 2 blenders. 1 in a box, 1 Amazon sent me that told me to keep it. Okay? I don't need 2 blenders, but the Amazon keeps sending me packages and they keep telling me to keep them. This is the universe sending you opportunity, advancement, love, lovers, partnerships, marriage, children, opportunities, happiness, joy, freedom, peace. Damn, I just want peace. Peace and a palm tree and a puppy. That's how I'm happy. Now, if you don't know where to do this or how to do this, let me talk you into working with me. First of all, last year, I had... there's 52 weeks in a year. I had about 25 people manifest over $10,000 by either taking my digital classes, doing one-on-one 6 weeks, 90-day coaching with me, or taking one of my live group classes. And if you have never thought, I don't know if I would do a live group class. I don't know. Let me tell you something. First, everybody starts out the same. Like, they don't know, can they lean in? Should they not? You know, what's the situation here? You become seriously like spiritual best friends. You'll meet people who you don't have to explain life path numbers or messages from the universe or your sun sign or your moon sign or Reiki or tarot or crystals or astrology too. This is a group of people who are also binge listening to the podcast and the second, and I could do 6 hours of podcasts, and maybe I should. Maybe that's how I'm going to get to you. Maybe that's going to motivate you to finally sign up for my classes. I could honestly do 6 hours of people who the second they signed up for one of the things, whether it was a digital class, whether it was a half hour or an hour call, coaching or a live class, something literally happened that day. Like, oh my God, I signed up yesterday and then this happened. Everybody says it. Oh my gosh, the next day my boss gave me a raise. The next day my mom offered to pay for this. The next day that my dad gave me this money. The next day I got a refund from my insurance company. The next day I did this. I found this. This person called me. When you step in and you say, I'm ready to change my life, everything starts to shift with you. And let me tell you something. You can then take these classes all year long. You could take another class and another class. People from these classes have become such good friends. They never knew each other that they have gone on vacations together. That I have a group of these four girls. They meet up every year. Not only will you find a spiritual connection and community that you have been missing, but you're going to find answers and solutions that will help you and your family and your life forever. You can go to michellejlamont.com right now and read pages and pages and pages and pages. I think there's 20 pages of real life testimonies. The universe is yours. You will co-collaborate in any way you want. I know in my heart and in my soul that this is my path and this is my purpose, to help others heal, to expand, and to become badass manifesting manifestors. I know it's why I have been put on this earth. Now it is up to you to take that next step forward. I've even done it where I now offer bundle packages for half hour and hour calls. So as you start to decide how you're going to live in this glow up season by doing all these things that we talked about today, and as you start to do them, and if you need help with those next steps, or if you don't know where to start, if you're ready to quit that job and don't know what to do and you're fearful of it, if you're scared to start that business, if you want to increase those sales, if you want to be happier in your life, if you want to let go of your history, if you want to stop the addiction process, if you want to stop feeling like you're better off not being in this body, then taking one of my alternate options from free to paid is a step forward. All right, Cosmic Warriors, it's time to wrap up. As we wrap up today's journey, the three steps to spiritual glow up, I want you to remember this isn't about turning into a different person overnight. When I started down this actual spiritual awakening, it was 2016. It is now 2024. I read about 40 books a year. I went back to school, got an 18-month accreditation, and then went and got, during COVID, another accreditation from Yale as a happiness expert, and then a mindfulness cognitive therapist, and then a master manifester. I can do meditation classes. I'm certified in all of that, along with my business degrees, but we're not talking about that. But the entrepreneurial side of you, yes. It isn't about being a different person. It's understanding that you start where you are. I started by deciding to live one more day and then another one and then another one. And then, like a wave out of nowhere, the universe splashed onto me the light of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And the universe is splashing onto you the energy of Michelle Juanita Lamont. And I didn't become the version that I am right now by taking big, huge, bold leaps. No, sir. No, ma'am. No. I did this by taking little bitty bee stings and stinging here and stinging there and doing things that made me uncomfortable, like becoming a vegan. Now I love it. Like never drinking alcohol again for the rest of my life. Can't even imagine it. Like forgiveness, like letting go. Like understanding that I had to walk in my path and my purpose to be here on the other end of this microphone waiting for you to sign up to work with me. It's about shedding the old. Sparkly but slightly tarnished bits. Polishing up the true you that's been waiting to shine. It's part facelift, part detox, and entirely possible without having to understand every quantum theory out there. So to recap, quantum manifestation is your invite to the universe's VIP party, baby. Everybody has access. The dress code is your brightest thoughts. Emotional KonMari is when you finally unfriend the baggage that's been weighing you down. Yes, even that it was on sale, regret items, and then taking inspired action. It's your daily workout to make that list and to tackle those things one by one. All right, my beautiful divine light beings, it's time to wrap up. And next week, we're going to dive deep, 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 deep into how to manifest even more, even better, even bigger. And it's all about your glow up season, walking in your purpose, walking in your profit, and having spiritual success every step of the way. So let's end how we end every single Manifesting Miracles podcast with our out call, because it is time for you to manifest your miracles today. All right. And in 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything, 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 baby. Everything is always working out for us. I hope you've enjoyed this 3 steps to your spiritual glow up. Please tell 5 people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. We have to keep leveling up and creating more and more bright lights in this universe. And that means you have to do your part. I love you. I love you. I love you. Producers, cue that motherfucking music. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen. I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.